Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Well, a tug a tug a doo doo, out the doo doo, we'll do it fine.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. In our next segment, Bakken Distribution, we talk with the executive chairman of BNSF Railway, Matt Rose. This interview is brought to you by Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company. Better mats, better prices. Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. And now, back to our interview with the executive chairman for BNSF Railway, Matt Rose.
Well, I've been doing all right. You got me thinking really hard, something clever to say.
Senator, Congressman, and Commissioner, thank you for inviting me here. Tomorrow will be my third day in the state. I always enjoy coming to North Dakota. But I thought what would be helpful is to kind of level set, the overall situation that from our standpoint of how we see what is going on in the state. And I want to start though first by saying thank you to our customers. We are very dependent on this state, as you are dependent on railroads, but specifically our railroads, and we do appreciate your business, and I quite frankly don't get a chance to say that very often. So we're going to start with progress. Commissioner asked about the past dues. We initially, in February, I came up and met with a number of people in this room, and we did a forecast of past dues. We then came back in April, and quite frankly, while we're a little off the glide path, we're probably about 35 to 40 days off, but we've seen a 77% reduction since March. We're down to 1,600 past dues today. We know exactly where each one of those past dues are. We're knocking out about 200 units every day in the state, and we will be down to less than 1,000 within another week. And then we expect that the harvest will start to come in, and so we'll start to see new past dues start to come in. But we, quite frankly, feel like we've done a very good job of getting the past dues done. The commissioner asked, what was the difference between the two Clyde Pass? Quite frankly, it was the deep frost that the whole state experienced. We saw frost down about 7.5 to 8 feet on certain parts of the railroad. Not to get into a lot of technical railroading ballast sections, but we have a thing called mud boils. You may have seen them on your highway system. Hopefully not, but I think you did. And as the railroads dried out, the slow orders have come down, and we've seen velocity improve. Just a couple things you hear about, and we don't want to bore you with a lot of railroad operating statistics, but again, dwells down 15% since February 2014. Trains holding for power. This is really critical for us. Again, we had a lot of tough weather, as you all know, this winter, and we had to cut length of trains, things like that. And our commitment is to, quite frankly, to restore speed and service. And as I said, we'll talk a little bit about where the state is in terms of our portfolio and why it's so important. First off, you've heard the word growth, growing problems. I call it a world-class problem, but it's still very much a problem to have. To give you an idea, this is the GDP growth on the dark line and the BNSF volume growth. And it's just to show you that as the economy gets better, rail actually exceeds GDP growth. And the slide on the right is really important. 2013, all rail units grew a little over 800,000. We accounted, our railroad alone accounted for over half of that. And that's really significant, and I'm going to continue to show you. We're going to peel that onion a little bit more. 2012, 13, 14, we continue to get more and more volumes are coming onto the network. But we have seen what we kind of have as a plateau of 200,000 units a week. We've seen that four times in this past quarter, and we know that that's a good indication. So where's all this growth coming from? Well, it's coming from broad-based. Domestic intermodal is our largest business on the railroad. That's taking trucks, working with trucking companies, taking trucks off the highway. Petroleum growth has been huge. Ag growth has been huge. But let me give you another stat just to put it all in context. Over the last 5.5 years, our business inbound and out of your state has grown by 144%. So let me say that again. 5.5 years, 144% of all the loads in and the loads out, the total volume in this state. North Dakota's accounted for 24% of all the volume growth on BNSF. We operate in 28 states, and we've got one state right here that's accounted for 24%. The volume growth has been phenomenal. For the entire industry, I think this is even more interesting. The growth in 2013 was accounted for 20% just by North Dakota. Really, really big numbers, and you see those actuals there. Back in 2009, 163, and these are year-to-date, so first half of the year, up to 400,000 units this year. Again, another little piece of the way to look at it. From 2009 to 2014, traffic inbound has increased 53%. Traffic outbound has increased 194%. Just really, really large volumes. Ag is growing significantly. Shows a visual, again, going from 84,000 up to 111,000, 33% growth in our ag business over this period of time. Big growth. The shuttle network has grown. That's really been how we have grown. There are now 39 facilities in the state. 34 of them are on our railroad, one's on the DN, and four on the RRVW. And you can see here, year by year, where these shuttles are taking place. We're only expecting to see one new shuttle location in the state this year, but that certainly has been huge investments on the behalf of our customers, of having the faith, quite frankly, in our railroad to be able to handle the volume has allowed us to locate these shuttle locations. All right, so we talk a lot about, you know, how are we gonna handle all this business? And to me, it comes down to capital, money, and people and processes. And just to again give you an overview of our capital program, $5 billion record of any time any railroad ever in the United States or in the free world. Very, very large. About $1 billion of that is for expansion, which is how we're going to build out this railroad to handle more volume. 46% goes just to renew the railroad each year. That's the 4 million ties we have to put in. 350 miles of track we have to replace, and then 32% you can see in locomotive and car. That expansion and efficiency is 18%. That's where we're adding the double track. We'll continue to peel that onion. Back to 2000, each year it's been a little lumpy, but each year's kind of been an upward move in capital to the $5 billion plan that we have this year. So how do we add capacity on the railroad? It really comes in four buckets. People, locomotives, rolling stock, cars, if you will, and infrastructure. Locomotives, we are bringing on 500 locomotives. So far, we brought on 274, and each month we're getting on about 45 locomotives from here on out. TY&E is our people that run our locomotives and train and yard people. We've had it 1,890, and we're plans to add 3,000. The engineering mechanical hiring, God bless you. Expansion capacity, we've spent already about $326 million of the $900 million. And then finally, maintenance capital, we're about halfway through on our maintenance plan. Locomotives, again, we've got huge locomotive programs, 500 locomotives. I think that's an all-time record. That's on about a 7,400 overall locomotive plan. People, big numbers. We hired 4,000 in 2013. We're hiring 5,000 in 2014. And that, again, is well above attrition. Here's the North Dakota numbers. We've hired 478 so far. For everybody that reads the newspaper, not in the state, but in the rest of the country, you hear about unemployment. There are no unemployment problems in North Dakota, as I know I'm speaking to the choir. We've had to go above and beyond to be able to hire our employees here in North Dakota. Maintaining and expanding. Again, we're going to spend about $1 billion, and this is an interesting stat here. We've got 150 economic development projects in North Dakota. So if anybody thought that you all were putting the wall up and no more business, Well, there's 150 new businesses coming to North Dakota that on our railroad alone that we've added since 2009, and that just continues. Every year we're adding more and more and more people. And then on the right, it just shows you our expansion and maintenance projects just in North Dakota alone, $390 million. I remember back in the day, on the former BN, this is the former BN side of the BNSF, there was years that the entire company only spent $750 million, and we're spending $390 in this state alone. I was out in Minot on Monday and went out and looked at some of the expansion projects. It's really quite impressive of what we've got going on out there. We've already delivered about, I think, 22 miles of double track, and we've got, we've delivered 40, and we've got another 22 coming in the next 45 days. So we're starting to see this stuff actually come to fruition. We've had quite a bit of expansion in our Minot yard, and that's already in. So we're starting to see this, and we should expect to continue to see the velocity of the railroad to improve. And we'll have 65 miles of double track that will be in service by the fourth quarter of this year, $550 million. We're already talking about 2015. We're actually doing some grading for 2015 now. We've already got a 2016 plan of an additional 23 miles. And again,
and that was the executive chairman for Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, Matt Rose. That interview was sponsored by Montana RigMat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original RigMat company. Visit their website at mtrigmat.com. That's www.mtrigmat.com. For full-length interview with Matt Rose or other Bakken Distribution interviews, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. You got me thinking.